Look out! Beware! Castles on the air. Let the flags go up, let the drawbridge down. Let the circus roll right into town with jugglers, lions, and a sad faced clown. Look out! Beware! Castles on the square. Let the drums give rolls, let the trumpets jam. And all this calls for a slice of ham. So you switch on the radio, and here I am. Beware! Castles on the air. Was Lola. She was a choker with yellow feathers in her hair. Her dress got down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended far across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more? At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Copacabana. Music and fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. And when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who shot who? At the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa, Copacabana. Music and fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Copacabana, Copacabana. Music and fashion, always in fashion. Showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks her salt and lime. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Copacabana. Music and fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Nice to be back. A new series of Castles on the Air. House smashing. We have a little bit of fun here. Don't think I'm going to enjoy it at all. No, no. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Here comes trouble straight away, see?
Hurry up, Sheridan. It's Norman.
I'm coming, Hillary.
Great to see you, Norm.
Look, I've told you before now. I'll tell you again. The name's Roy.
Whose name, Norm?
My name.
Why have you changed your name, Norman?
I haven't changed my name. I haven't changed it. It's Castle.
I like it. Norman Castle.
I give up.
Well, I'm glad, Norm, because have we got some earth-shattering news for you?
Yeah, have we got some earth-shattering news for you?
I've just told him, son. I've just told him.
Okay, well, I see. Is it good news or are you going to stay?
Oh, it's frightening news, Norm.
It's frightening news, Norm.
I've told him, son. I've just told him.
Come on, then. Come on. Don't keep me in suspense.
Prepare yourself for a big shock, Norm. Sheridan is psychic.
Well, I must be honest, I've had my suspicions for years, you know.
Don't make fun of him, Norm. He might suddenly go off into a trance.
Is there anybody there?
Not yet, son. I'll tell you when.
So he can talk to people on the other side, can he?
He can that, Norm.
Well, let's face it, he's closer to them than we are.
Is there anybody there?
Not yet, son.
Is he any good?
You're joking, he's fantastic. He shuts his eyes, counts up to 10, and he's away.
He counts up to 10?
Well, normally I only get as far as 3.
Tell him who you were talking to last night, Sheridan.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, come on now.
It's right now, old Genghis himself. The first time anyone spoke to him since he snuffed it. Tell him what he said to you, Sheridan. Tell him what his first words were.
Did I leave the back door open?
Isn't that fantastic, no?
I'm very impressed, yeah.
900 years he's been worried about that. It takes Sheridan to put his mind at rest.
Is there anybody there?
I'll tell you when, son.
And who else has he spoken to?
Tell him, son.
Beethoven.
Talks to Beethoven twice a week.
Does Beethoven know?
Tell him what Beethoven had to say, Sheridan.
Pardon?
Tell him what Beethoven had to say.
Pardon?
Tell him what Beethoven had to say.
I keep telling you, pardon, he's still flaming deaf.
And he doesn't know how lucky he is.
Mind you, he's a bit upset about old Beethoven, though.
Oh, why's that?
Turns out he's living with Sheridan's granny.
Yeah. Is there anybody there?
Shut up.
Shall I tell him about Mozart?
Oh, he's had a word with Mozart, has he?
He has that, Norm. He was playing duets with Sheridan for 4 hours last night.
On the piano?
No, on the ukulele.
Oh, come on, fellas. Mozart doesn't play the ukulele.
He does now, Norm. And that's not all. Tell him, son.
He's gone punk.
Mozart? Now, come on.
It's right, Norm. Had his head dyed green and everything. Tchaikovsky's furious.
Hey, Hillary, I'm getting some vibration.
Look out, Norm. He's away.
Is there anybody there?
Does he have a spirit guide, then?
Oh, I took him around Bradford last week.
Hello, Ludwig.
Oh, blimey, I'm with Beethoven again.
Yes, Ludwig. I've got that. Yes. Don't worry. I'll pass it on.
What's all that about?
He's just composed a new masterpiece.
And he's passed it on to you?
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. We'll clean up now, Norman. I'll book the London Philharmonic for next Wednesday.
Come on, then. How does this Beethoven masterpiece go?
Yeah, come on, Sheridan. Don't keep us in suspense.
Right, are you ready?
What a moment in history, Norm. Fire away, son.
You put your left leg in, your left leg out, your left leg in, that's what it's all about. Push it all about.
Mother?
Yes, Dad?
Can I Can I ask you a question, Mother?
Of course you can, Dad.
Are you sure you won't mind, Mother?
Why should I mind, Dad?
Well, it's rather personal.
What do you mean, Dad? Personal?
Well, you know, it's intimate.
Dad?
Yes, Mother?
How long have we been married?
58 years, Mother.
Well, if you can't ask me an intimate question after 58 years, Dad, it's a bad job.
Right, Mother.
Well, come on, Dad. What do you want to know?
Well, Mother...
Yes, Dad?
What's your first name?
What's my what, Dad?
Your first name, Mother.
You mean you've forgotten it?
Well, not really forgotten it, Mother. It's just that it's recently slipped my memory, that's all.
How recent?
1924.
Oh, I can't believe it, Dad, after all these years.
I am sorry, Mother.
You should be able to remember the name of the person you love. I still remember your name, Dad.
Oh, I can remember my name.
I never thought my Albert would forget my name. The only man in my life I ever really loved. Oh, Albert, how could you?
I'm sorry, Mother.
The best years of my life I've given you, Albert.
Mother.
How could you, Albert, after all the children we've brought into the world?
Mother, I'm sorry. But, well, I don't know how to say this.
Say what, Dad?
Well, who's this Albert fellow you're talking about?
Here, can I have your autograph, darling?
Certainly, of course you can, madam.
No, not you. Him.
Him?
Yes, him. Him, the man I worship from afar. My dream boat, the man I idolise.
She means me.
Well, thank goodness for that.
It happens all the time, you know.
You mean women idolising you?
Yeah, I think it's me animal magnetism.
Well, look, Sheridan, just sign her autograph book and then we can get on with the show, right?
Okay, but... what name do you think I ought to sign?
Well, just sign your own, of course.
I can't spell Sheridan.
Oh, anything I do, darling, anything I do. Anything written by your own fair hand.
Well, how do you spell Sid?
Well, I think it starts with four S's, actually.
And I don't want me autograph book signing, darling, no. I want you to sign somewhere special. No, I mean somewhere romantic.
What do you mean, the bush shelter?
Oh, no, no, on me, on me body, you know, on me flesh.
Ooh, me.
Well, it was the first time for everything, Sheridan.
Oh, it's not the first time on flesh.
Really?
No, I once signed me autograph on a donkey.
And that's not easy.
No, not when it's galloping.
Come on, Dreamboat, don't be shy. I'd like you to put your name.
Under his where? Oh, I see. Underneath Errol Flynn.
Yeah, there's plenty more room on me back.
Look, can we sort of get this thing over and done with, please?
Righto. Here goes. S-I-D.
Ooh. Ooh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you.
I think she's grateful.
Yes, another satisfied, love-crazed worshipper.
Incidentally, you could have borrowed my ballpoint pen to sign your name, you know.
I didn't need it, did I? Not when I had me whitewash brush handy.
Okay, this is the part of the show now where we play a little bit of jazz with Brian Fitzgerald and the Jazz Boys, and the trouble is they never really tell me what they want to play, and I have to play the trumpet on this, because Brian Fitzgerald's there, piano, not a word, because he just mumbles things, you see, that's what he does. He doesn't actually say what he wants you to play, mumbles things, and he's, you know, and he's mumbled something about chime. I'm just wondering if you could help us, like, you know. Do you know a song about chime?
No.
Thanks.
Apple Blossom Chime.
I see, we've got one of that crowd. Apple Blossom Chime. Might not be chime. What about you, love? Do you know any songs?
Chime Through My Dreams.
Well, what time are you going to sleep, is it? Do you know any? Shine, we'll try shine.
Shine your these and noses.
Shine your these and noses. How does that go?
Shine your these and noses.
Where are you from again? Typical, she's from Oswald Twizzle.
I don't know.
You see, you're suggesting things you don't know. Do you know, Shine?
Shine away your blueses. Shine away your blueses. La 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 la.
Right, wait a minute then, wait a minute. Okay, well, I should imagine that's got to be it. Well, I'll just put the microphone down now, and then I'll start Brian off. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, shine, start with your shoes. But I'll shine each place up and make it look like new. Shine your face up, wear a smile or two. Shine your these and those. You'll find that everything will turn out fine. Folks will shine up to you, everyone will have to do you. You make the whole world shine.
That was great, Noel.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Sheridan's granny was crying.
Oh, was it my playing?
No, you see, Sheridan's granddad used to play the bagpipes.
No, I was playing the trumpet.
Oh, well, maybe it was you playing then, Norm.
Aye, yippee, yippee-aye-ay, yippee-aye-ay.
What's all that about?
Well, I thought you said we were going to do a cowboy song.
Well, it was a thought.
Oh, think no more, Norm. We are here. Sheridan's granny's even put her spurs on. I'm just telling him, Marigold, you're wearing your spurs.
I got spurs that jingle jangle.
Well, maybe you shouldn't wear them on your ears.
Yippee-aye, yippee, yippee-aye, eh? Yippee, 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 and howdy, partner.
Okay, well, let's get it over with, then. I presume you know she'll be coming around the mountain.
She never said anything to me about it.
No, it's a song, it's a song. See, everybody knows she'll be coming around the mountain. Even Sheridan's granny must know that one.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Hold it, Marigold.
Now, look, look, okay, these are the words now. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
What time, Norm?
She'll be... Pardon?
What time? I mean, we ought to be there to meet her.
Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, we'll try the verse then. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. She'll be riding six white horses when she...
Hang on, Norm. How many horses is she riding?
Six.
She must be a heck of a size.
Okay, now forget it, right? We'll forget that one. Sing something else.
I've got spurs that jingle.
Shut up, Marigold! I don't want to sing something else. I like mountains.
Yeah, well, I wish you were on top of one right now.
Give us one more chance.
All right. But this is it now, right? She'll be wearing silk pajamas when she...
She'll be wearing what?
Silk pajamas.
Up a flaming mountain?
Look, she's not up a mountain. She's not even halfway up a mountain. In fact, she can't stand mountains. That's why she's coming round it.
Yeah, but if she's only wearing silk pajamas, she'd be gonna be dead cold up there.
I always wear a woolly vest.
I don't care if you wear six woolly vests.
I do sometimes.
Right, that's it. Now you've succeeded again in ruining a perfectly good song.
We haven't sung yet, no?
I don't care. That's it. Finish. Sorry. No more. That's it. Forget it.
Does that mean we're not going to sing it?
Looks like it's on. Norman's chickened up.
I haven't chickened out, it's you. You see, you're all mad. Absolutely mad.
Oh, well, that's how you feel, Norm. There's only one thing we can do. After three. One, two, three.
We've got space that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I've already said.
Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet girl. In its glowing spell, why did I want you? What could you offer me? A a love to last a lifetime through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly and willingly to you. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you. My heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly and willingly to you. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you.
That's all for this week. I'd like to thank Mike Burton.
Ta-da.
Eli Woods.
Cheerio.
Jacqueline Clark.
Bye.
And, of course, Tony Harrison and the orchestra. Castles on the Air was written by Laurie Kinsley and Ron McDonald and produced here in Manchester by James Casey. We'll be back next week. See you then. Goodbye.